Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I share with you things I find amazing about the Quran. Today, inshallah, I'm going to be sharing with you a comparison between two ayat, one belonging to the third surah and the second belonging to the fifth surah. This is ayah number 52 of Surah Ali Imran and 111 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, surah number 5. In both of them is very similar subject matter. Once I'll read the ayah to you, you'll see that. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then finally, when Isa sensed the disbelief from them, Jesus sensed the disbelief from them, قَالَ, he made the call, مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, who is going to be my aid towards Allah? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples said that we are the aids of Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we've come to believe in Allah. وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, and bear witness that we are Muslims. This is the brief ayah translation of number 25, or sorry, 52 from Ali Imran. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says, وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي. When I revealed to the disciples that believe in me and my messenger, قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. They said, we believed, and be witness that we certainly are Muslims. Now both of them, at the end, the disciples are saying something, and they're saying something very, very similar. آمَنَّا, we've believed. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we've believed in Allah. وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, and be witness that we are Muslims. But the remarkable thing about the subtle difference between these two is that in one of them, it was Isa speaking to them. And in the other one, Allah is saying that Allah inspired, revealed a boost in faith of the followers of Jesus on His own. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal intervenes into the heart. يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Fath, He sent tranquility into the hearts of believers. So on the one hand, Jesus is calling out, Isa is calling out, and the people are responding with the declaration of their faith. But in the other, actually, it is Allah who's inspiring something in their hearts, and they are overwhelmed by it, and then they're declaring their faith. So they're both declaring their faith, but one in response to the call of a messenger, and the other as a reaction to what Allah inspired in their hearts. Now, the Arabic language, when you say anna, that we are, that certainly we are, you could say anna or you could say annana. Now, even if you don't know Arabic, anna on the one hand, annana, you must have heard two n's the second time. When you translate those two, you don't really notice a difference, but actually one of them has an extra letter that the other, the first one, doesn't have. And though typically that wouldn't make any difference, rhetorically, the principle is إِذَا تَكَثَّرَ اللَّفْظُ تَكَثَّرَ الْمَعْنَى. If you use more verbiage, if your word is spelled with more letters, then you're actually being more emphatic than the other case. Remarkably, when they responded to the call of the messenger, they declared emphatically that we are Muslims. Bear witness that we're Muslims. But when the heart was inspired directly by Allah, something happened that has never happened before, and their declaration became more emphatic than it was otherwise. So they said, بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. The wording changed just a little bit to indicate that when Allah intervenes, something happens to the faith that otherwise cannot happen. And that's just captured in just from أَنَّنَا, from أَنَّا to أَنَّنَا, inside this subtle ayah. Now the other remarkable thing is when Isa called them, they said, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we're Muslim. But when Allah inspired inside them, then they didn't say we believe in Allah, they just said we believe. We believe. And what Allah is doing here is He's highlighting that when Allah inspires your heart, then every dimension of your faith gets emboldened, empowered. Their faith in Allah, their faith in the Messenger, their faith in the afterlife, their faith that Allah will see them through, all of it got encapsulated when they just said we believe. And so, when from every dimension of their faith they were empowered, when they declared their Islam, it was even more emphatic, so they said, بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ, subhanAllah. And so this subtlety to me is just one small example of what makes the Qur'an such a treasure. Every ayah in its place, every word in its place. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us an appreciation of His perfect word. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.